Star News is here with St. Andrew's Dye Rep, Sam Fowles, to talk about the position of rector. So, to begin with,
what does the rector do?
I think the rector's got a dual role. There's the statutory role, if you like, which is laid down in the ordinance sometime in the 19th century. And that is the rector's the chair of court. Court's the governing body of the university. And this is actually a really important thing, because it's only the Scottish ancient universities where the students get to elect one of the most senior people in the university. So the rector nowadays acts as chair of court and kind of acts as a counterweight on court. A lot of it's made up with bankers and businessmen and people who have a lot of great experience in making money and keeping the institution financially going, but aren't very good at balancing that with what students need, which is, at the end of the day, what the university is here for. So the rector makes sure on court that there's a counterweight to that and that the student representation gets a voice. For example, myself and Patrick, when we were fighting against tuition fees, a lot of the non-execs on court wanted to prevent us presenting an alternative paper. And it was the rector who said, no, that's not acceptable. These are members of court. We have to listen to the student opinion because that's what we're here for.
What has your experience been of the current rector, Kevin Dunyon, both as a student and as Dye Rep?
I've known Kevin for quite a long time, actually. I was as a tiny second year, I was about the same size I am now in second year, to be honest, but as a second year, I was involved in his campaign. I think he's been an excellent rector because he's balanced his role on court. He was the one that allowed us to speak on tuition fees. He makes sure that the student voice gets heard in those meetings, but he's also, I think, brought the rectorship out to students, if you like, and he's been very involved in student societies, promoting On the Rocks Festival, promoting the Adventure Society. When I was president of Mermaids, he helped me develop a much better relationship with the Bio Theatre. So I have an incredibly positive experience with Kevin.
So that's the work of the rector. So how exactly does the election process work?
Election process is really simple. We are trying something a bit different this year. It's going to be all online, and it's not just going to be one day of elections as it's been in the past. It's over 3 days. So it's starting off at 9 a.m. Wednesday, finishing at 5 p.m. Friday. All you have to do, go on the union website, which is yourunion.net, and click on the poster for the rector campaign, which is a slightly scary two fists with vote on each one. Then you'll be taken through and have to enter it in your email and your password, and then you can vote for your candidate. Stress, you're only allowed to vote once.
What do you think are the qualities that St. Andrew students should be looking for in their rector?
At the end of the day, the rector's someone who's got to have students back. So, A, you need someone that is going to stand up for students in court, that's going to have the personality to do that. But I think a lot of people have the personality to stand up in court. You need someone that's actually going to be able to back that up with experience and with things they've already achieved. Also, I think this has to be an election about students, not about one person's political agenda. So someone's going to put the student interests first and not politics. And finally, someone's going to be here. There's no point having a rector that's going to be away all the time and just going to be a name. We need someone that's going to be on the ground fighting for students. So doing all the things that you need to see, going to societies, having surgeries, but then also acting on those things.